Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Johanna's not here, but we do have a special guest in the studio with us. Hi, Shai, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. So you're here to tell us about your show that you're putting on in the beginning of June, or end of May, 31st of May, 1st of June and 2nd of June. A nice, wonderful production talking about how a young lady loves the god Krishna so much that she's prepared to do anything. Is that what it's about?
Yes, well, it's a love story. Love story between mortal and immortal. So definitely, you know, it's very...
Well, it makes it quite racy then, doesn't it?
It does. I think the main key thing is that it's a love story that is beyond all realms. So it's really important. I mean, I think this is one of our challenges as well, that how to bring a story from the 16th century India, which is the northern part of India, to a Western country and show it here to connect with people.
Yeah.
But I think...
I guess the story's been told so many times since the 16th century as well.
It has. But again, in saying that, there are a lot of people who actually don't know exactly what had happened because it happened in 16th century.
Right.
You know, at that time, you didn't have social media to document every single thing that you did. So, Aarti, who is our creative director, artistic director, CEO, she began the journey of Meera 14 years ago. So she's been researching about Meera, about her life. She's gone to libraries in the little town in Rajasthan, Meerta, where Meera was from. And, you know, she's been to those libraries. She's documented her journey. And it's taken her 14 years of research to actually bring it on the stage.
Wow, cool. I've been to Rajasthan. I just loved it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, what made you want to get involved in this?
Oh, well, for me...
Sorry, and what's your partner? We haven't just...
Sure. I'm a production manager in Auckland. So Aarti's from Gold Coast. So I look after everything that happens in Auckland. So right through, starting from auditions, from advertising, marketing, logistics, booking, everything comes under me. So I've got a team of 5 people of admins that work with me.
So how do you, when you're doing a story like this, and like you said at the beginning, that you know, and you want to broaden the audience for the story... What are your secrets there? Because you want it to be Indian as,
yeah,
don't you? But at the same time, not excluding anyone, just for the average punter who's walked into it blindly to sort of not go, oh, it's a bit Indian.
Definitely. So I think the key thing here is that, firstly, Aarti's vision is that to make art as a sustainable career worldwide, not just for Indian, right? But this story is about love. So what we've done is that we have taken people from all walks of life. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, Udabai, who's a character, a villain in the play, is actually from New Zealand. She's a Philippine. She's from the proudly Asian theatre, Marianne Infante. So, you know, she's going to be playing that character. So we've got a multicultural, multi-diversity cast on the stage for you. So, and it's in English. And then we've got confluence of lots of different forms of dances. So we've got 9 different forms of dances, including ballet, belly, aerial, pole.
So it's really spanning the genres there, right?
Yeah, so we've got, you know, so each music represents each scene and it's representing each idea in a different form of dance. Like dance is a form of expression of Meera.
Would this story have been told through dance?
It will be told through dance, but it will be told through drama as well.
Has it always been that way?
No, this is
the story?
Yeah. No. Meera was...
Groundbreaking.
So Meera was a poet, so she did write a lot of poetry, but, you know, it's not been documented in the sense where, you know, you've got different mix of culture and arts coming together and then presenting it. So that was it. That was Aarti's idea, that how can she connect it to the Western world and bring the story out, is that she thought that bringing the people within it and, you know, getting people involved in it. And at the end of the day, it's about love, which is what we need, you know, love beyond all realms.
That's one thing we all can agree on.
Yes.
Yeah. And we need more shows that are just simply about that, I think, as well. It's really cool. Whereabouts is that? Where you on? Is it the Ashby Waterfront Theatre? Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Good production.
Yeah. And you've got a cast and crew of how many?
We've got 150.
Wow.
Hang on, what?
150.
Yeah. And how many people on stage at one time?
There will be around 20 to 25 on stage at one point, and then in a couple of scenes, we've got the whole cast on the stage.
Wow.
Depicting different, you know.
Yeah.
Settings.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Cool.
So it sounds like it would be a That sounds like quite a hullabaloo, doesn't it? That's awesome. And it's on for 3 nights, but you're doing 2 shows a day, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So it's on from 31st of May right until 2nd of June. We've got 2 shows each day, matinee at 2 o'clock and the evening show is at 7 o'clock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the tickets are from the ASB Waterfront Theatre website?
Yes, tickets from ASB Waterfront Theatre website.
Can you do a special deal for BFM listeners? Can you do a deal for BFM listeners? Do you have a special deal for the BFM listeners this morning for the BFM listeners?
Yes, I do. All right. So here we go. So effective 26th of April today, right up until 30th of April, we've got a special deal. I won't tell exactly how much it's going to be. That's going to be your secret when you go and enter this code.
It's half the mystery and excitement.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you this is the best price that you can get online right now. So when you go into the asbwaterfronttheatre.co.nz or wildreamerproductions.com, please enter the code BFM in capitals and you will get your secret code there.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. And so the show is called Mira.
Yes, it's called Mira.
It's about M-E-E-R-A, just in case you're...
Thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you so much for having me today.
And good luck with the show.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
60 minutes.